is Generation Justice, a multiracial project that trains youth to harness the power of community through media, narrative, and critical consciousness. I'm Barbara Ramirez. Tonight, we're gearing up for Juneteenth celebrations across the city, and we continue to uplift the voices who are working each day to celebrate and empower the Black community in New Mexico. Devonta Kurt Watson, a community organizer and equity consultant, shares about ways to celebrate and engage with Juneteenth online. Arthur Bell, a community organizer and father of two, will share how folks can celebrate Juneteenth in person. And longtime DJ member Jonquilin Hill helps us continue to center the voices of our Black community, who share their thoughts and reflections on social uprisings happening now. Throughout the show, we'll feature music for liberation, starting with What's Going On by Marvin Gaye.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. You know we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah.
Devonta Kurt Watson is a community organizer and equity consultant for the Office of Equity and Inclusion for the City of Albuquerque. Devonta is also an organizer for this year's online Juneteenth celebration. Now, Kater Izuni speaks with Devonta Kurt Watson about the Albuquerque 2020 Juneteenth celebration.
This is Kater Izuni with Generation Justice, and I'm speaking today with Devonta Kurt Watson. He is a community organizer and equity consultant here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Devonta, welcome back to Generation Justice. Will you please tell us more about yourself?
Yes, Kateri, thank you so much for having me again. And it's always a pleasure to be here back home on Generation Justice. But again, as you said, my name is Devonta Kurt Watson, and I live right here in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I am a consultant for equity at the Office of Equity and Inclusion for the City of Albuquerque, and I am also a community organizer. This year, organizing a couple of things regarding the Black community, and hopefully look forward to talking about Juneteenth in this discussion, Kateri.
Awesome. Thank you so much. So for folks who aren't aware, will you give us an understanding of the history and significance of celebrating Juneteenth?
Yes, Juneteenth is a really important holiday in the American calendar and in the calendar of humanity. Juneteenth is the celebration of the abolishment of slavery. In 1865, when it was abolished after signing the Emancipation Proclamation, it took 2 years to travel across the country to a state like Texas in Galveston, where 2.5 years later, when the word got that broke out that the Africans, African Americans and Black people were free and that slavery was over, that erupted into a celebration and a time to celebrate liberty as people and citizens of the country.
Wonderful. Thank you for that. How has the planning for this year's Juneteenth celebration shifted in light of the events we've seen so far in 2020?
Yes, Kateri, that's a really great point. There's two factors that we're dealing with when celebrating Juneteenth. One is the active global pandemic of COVID-19, which is making a lot of people practice social distancing guidelines and putting people in a point to stay at home on quarantine. There's also a global pandemic of continued racism that we saw exercised in the incident of George Floyd. So when we talk about how Juneteenth has shaped this year, it's really created a bigger conversation of equity and inclusion, and also that Black Lives Matter. and they still matter, and they mattered before we got to this country. African Americans got to the country before the country was even founded, and continue to be important individuals of humanity and of the country. The conversation has also shifted in a way through civil rights and community organizing in light of the George Floyd incident. There is a great discussion and focus on the African American community and also communities of color who are marginalized. This conversation is developing nationally and definitely right here in the state of New Mexico and through Juneteenth. We're hoping that this year's celebration will be a time of empowerment, encouragement, and also uplift, while sharing community resources and highlighting civic responsibilities to take action, how community members can take action, like voting, like completing a U.S. 2020 census. We'll be highlighting a lot of those programs this year in Juneteenth.
Devante, what kind of activities or speakers can folks expect to find at this year's celebration?
On Saturday, June 20th, the entire community is invited to join for the first ever virtual Juneteenth celebration for the state of New Mexico. In place of a physical Juneteenth for some communities, all are invited to enjoy a day of live music, spoken word, and dance to celebrate the formal end of slavery in America. This event will draw from community talent, shaped to inspire and empower the Black community and the entire community. What the community can expect are featured guests including the New Mexico Mass Choir, First Lady Rosalind Sanders Jones, and the Kingdom Sounds. Community could also expect to hear from Andrew Cooper, the Syndicate of Albuquerque, and dance selections from Trey Pickett. Some of the sponsors include the City of Albuquerque, the Office of African American Affairs, the African American Performing Arts Center, the National Advancement for the Association of Colored People, NAACP branch of Albuquerque, and the Kirkland Addition Neighborhood Association, and so much more. It is truly going to be a great community event, and the community will be there.
Where can people go to find out more information about this particular celebration and how to connect?
For more information about this Juneteenth, the community is invited to go to www.oaaa.state.nm.us. That is for the Office of African American Affairs, who is, again, one of the sponsors of this event. All the information will be a one-stop shop on that website.
And Devante, is there anything else that you would like to add?
One thing that I would like to impress upon the audience is just to remember freedom. As we celebrate Juneteenth this year, what is freedom? What is freedom to you? And how do you plan to experience freedom in your lifetime? I leave you with the words of an old Negro spiritual. Oh, freedom, oh, freedom, oh, freedom over me. And before I'd be a slave, I'd be buried in my grave and go home to my Lord and be free. Oh, freedom. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us again. It's always a pleasure to have you on the program. For Generation Justice, I'm Katie Rizzuti.
Devante, thank you so much for taking the time to talk about the importance of Juneteenth and for offering information to our community about this year's celebration. To celebrate freedom, here is Freedom by Beyoncé featuring Kendrick Lamar. Juneteenth is a time to celebrate all the richness and beauty of Black cultures and communities. Here, To share more about how you can get in on the celebration is an Albuquerque community organizer and father of two, Arthur Bell. He joins Katerizuni.
This is Katerizuni with Generation Justice, and today I'm speaking with Arthur Bell, a father of two, a local activist, and a community lover. Arthur, welcome back to Generation Justice.
I appreciate you all having me.
Thank you so much. Please tell us more about yourself.
So my name is Arthur Bell. I'm a lifelong Albuquerquean as well as a New Mexican. I'm a lover of all things Butke, and I just want to see justice for everybody.
Thank you. I know that you are in the midst of organizing actually a full weekend of Juneteenth celebrations. Tell us more about that.
Yes, ma'am. So basically it started as just a vision. I went to sleep on Friday. I woke up on Saturday, put it out there to Facebook, and it's kind of just gained traction through that. It went from one day to being 3 days. So as of right now, we have a virtual event that starts at 11 a.m. on Friday, the 19th. That ends at 5 p.m., followed by another event that we will host from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. And then that following day on Saturday, we will have two other events, one held in Santa Fe from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We're also working with the Rail Runners, Lyft, and Uber to see if we can help with transportation to and from. We'll have a two-hour grace period where people can rest, and then we expect everybody back out at 5 o'clock, where we'll be having another event from 5 to 10. And then we'll end off our weekend that Sunday with the open town hall meeting, which will probably be live Zoom. And we hope everybody can come out and participate in that as well. In all ways, we will be following our governor's strict guidelines in regards to COVID-19. So we will be practicing. We don't necessarily want to call it social distancing because we do want people to be social, but we will be taking the proper steps to make sure everybody's safe. So hand washing, masks, hand sanitizers, multiple hand washing stations.
That's really cool. When you say that the Rail Runner could potentially be involved, do you mean to take folks from Albuquerque to Santa Fe and back again?
Yes, exactly. To and from.
That's awesome. What can folks expect in terms of activities or speakers at these celebrations?
I mean, they can expect a wide range of everything. So we'll have people doing poetry, music, spoken word. We'll have kids ranging from, I think, the age of 5 to adults all the way up to the age of 95.
Awesome. Intergenerational. So Arthur, in this moment in 2020, what does celebrating Juneteenth mean to you personally?
I mean, personally, it seems like the United States always lacks education. So to me, we have a lot of ears and eyes open and watching and willing to actually be educated. So this is our time to educate them on what Juneteenth actually means to the African American in the United States. Because for most, I don't think they understand it is our 4th of July.
Would you like to share a little bit of the history of Juneteenth?
I mean, just to give you a quick broadband. In 1868, I believe, the last free slave reached Galveston, Texas, and basically let them know that we're free. So they had no idea that the rest of the slaves throughout the United States were still actually under colonies. So it took almost another 30 years for them to even be notified that they were free.
Thank you. What do you hope participants of these celebrations we'll walk away with?
I guess just an understanding and a knowledge that our people deserve equality. Like, it's not something drastic that we're asking for at this point. We're asking for the basic necessities of life. I feel like if we can educate people in a sense that they understand that, then we can all grow as a people. This isn't just a moment, that it's actually a movement, and that is something that continues for generations, and we build something that lasts forever.
There's a lot of information. Where can folks go to find that information and details about the events?
As far as social media, you can look us up at Juneteenth New Mexico on any platform, and pretty much everything should be posted there. And we also have a Google spreadsheet going around. Feel free to copy that link and share it with your friends so we can get as many volunteers as possible.
So volunteering is an option for folks?
Yes, it is.
Do you want to share a little bit about some of the other groups that are organizing?
Honestly, just to sum it up, every group in New Mexico that wants progressive change has something to do with setting this weekend up. It's actually the first time in my history of being a New Mexican that every entity has come together and basically been on the same page. There's no bickering about, oh, well, we want to do it this way. No, we want to do it that way. The common goal is to reach the masses, and that's what everybody's on right now, and it's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. That is beautiful. Arthur, is there anything else that you would like to add?
I would like to speak to our government officials and just ask them to start actually putting actions behind their words, because it's good to hear it, but us as Black people, we would love to see it at this point.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join Generation Justice. It's really a pleasure to speak to you and to be able to uplift your amazing work in the community. So thank you.
No, again, I appreciate the platform, and peace and blessings to you and all your viewers.
For Generation Justice, I'm Kateri Zuni.
Arthur, thank you so much for the work that you're doing to organize these Juneteenth celebrations in New Mexico. And thank you for making sure people are safe. Our next song is Talking About a Revolution by Tracy Chapman.
Talking about a revolution, it sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know? Talking about a revolution.
Welcome back to Generation Justice, broadcasting from 89.9 KUNM FM. Before we close our program tonight, longtime Generation Justice member John Pulling Hill shares a message in response to recent social uprisings and the long history of systemic racial oppression in the United States.
My name is Jonquilin Hill, and my pronouns are she, her, and hers. I am a Generation Justice alum. I started with them back when I was 15, and I'm almost 30 now, so Generation Justice has played a major role in my life, and I've been with it for a long time. I think in this current moment, I'm feeling a wide range of emotions. On one hand, I'm glad that non-Black people are finally starting to get the experiences that we've had all along. On the other hand, I have this question of why now? Like, what is it about this moment that's making this register? I mean, I remember 2015 and everything that happened. I remember 2012 and Trayvon Martin, and I kind of wonder what made this make things click. It's hard not to be frustrated when you realize that people didn't understand or didn't believe the everyday racism that you faced up until that moment. On the other hand, I'm really glad that people realize. I'm glad that people are educating themselves and are figuring out everything from, like, you know, violence by police to everyday microaggressions. It's honestly, it's been kind of exhausting to navigate. And there have been times where, you know, I work in news, but I still have to unplug, even though it's my job, and kind of do that self-care and take care of myself. I think it's also especially hard when I think of the fact that we're in the middle of the coronavirus pandemic. I'm really happy and proud to see everyone protesting and using their First Amendment right. But at the same time, I can't help but, you know, think about the fact that Black people are disproportionately impacted by the coronavirus because of systemic racism. So, you know, 2 weeks from now, what are we going to see? I think it's the waiting and the seeing, waiting to see if this will actually have a lasting impact, or if people and businesses are just paying lip service, if people are going to read anti-racist books and put out their Black Lives Matter statements now, or if, you know, a year from now we'll see changes. We'll see changes in access to things like healthcare and in, you know, death rates and all types of other things. So I think at this moment I'm just watching and waiting and also hoping for the best.
Jacqueline, thank you so much for sharing how you're feeling. Your voice is so important and your words were really powerful. The next two songs were chosen by our very own Jacqueline Hill. Here is Someday We'll All Be Free by Donny Hathaway, followed by All Right by Kendrick Lamar.
Never mind your the days will soon be here. Take it from me, someday we'll all be free.
And when I wake up, I recognize you looking at me for the pay cut. Bahamas, I be looking at you from the face down. One Mac 11, even boom with the bass down. Skimming, and let me tell you about my life. Painkillers only put me in a twilight. We're pretty Benjamin is the highlight. Now tell my mama I love her. With this one.
We hope you've enjoyed this hour of community action. We'd like to thank our guests, Devonta Kurt Watson, Arthur Bell, and DJ member Jacqueline Hill. Tonight's hour of radio was produced by Katie Zuni and Roberta Rael. We want to give a big shout out to all of our youth producers. We could not do what we do without you. Generation Justice would also like to thank KUNM for bringing the voice of young people to you, KUNM listeners. Our website is generationjustice.org, where you can check out all of our multimedia work and listen to our podcasts, which are also available on SoundCloud, Apple, and Google Podcasts. We are also active on social media. Find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and follow our playlist on Spotify. Generation Justice is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation with additional funding from the Con Alma Health Foundation. And of course, all of you who have contributed to our project by visiting our website and clicking Donate. Generation Justice is funded by the W.K. Kellogg Foundation with additional funding from the Con Alma Health Foundation. And of course, all of you who have contributed to our project by visiting our website and clicking Donate. Our opening song is Youth of the Nation by POD. Our last songs of the night include Ball of Confusion by The Temptations and I Wish I Knew How It Would Feel to Be Free by Nina Simone. Thank you to Feliz Baca for the music curation. I'm Barbara Ramirez. Coming up on KUNM is Spoken Word, so stay tuned and join us next Sunday at 7 o'clock. Buenas noches, Nuevo México.
People moving out, people moving in, why? because of the color of the skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide. An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. Vote for me and I'll set you free. Rap on, brother, rap on.
I wish I knew how it would feel to be free. I wish I could break all the chains holding me. I wish I could say all the things that I should say. Say them loud, say them clear for the whole.